This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, May 14th, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official sponsor of Full Figure Fashion Week Media Day at the 10th anniversary of Full Figure Fashion Week, taking place in New York City on June 18th through the 23rd. You can read more about it on the blog at ShaniceLewisShow.com. And for more information about Full Figure Fashion Week, visit FFFweek.com. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Joe Freeman is the CEO of MedZone, a line of products that work to prevent, treat, and manage aches, pains, discomfort, wounds, and skin chafing issues for individuals in sports, industrial settings, and recreational activities. The products were initially designed in 2001 based on requests from medical professionals, athletes, and in 2002, U.S. military special forces. Over the years, the products have been adapted to work for athletes, active people, law enforcement, military, and for certain healthcare needs. While rooted in sports, the company has expanded the product line into other markets and communities. The company launched Plus Zone, products dedicated to the plus size community to help with prevention of chub rub, thigh chafing, and skin friction irritation. And we're going to learn more about this company today. Let's welcome Joe to the show. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Shanice. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. And thank you so much for being on the show. I know you're very busy, so thank you for taking the time out.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us, and thank you for recognizing us as being a part of the Plus community. We appreciate that very much.
Awesome. Now, I did a little research, and I saw that you have a background in accounting and finance. So what made you want to leave corporate America to be an entrepreneur?
Well, thank you. You did very good research. I am an accountant by trade, and I don't ever admit to that. I was fortunate enough to have a really good career in a variety of different areas. Most recently, I ran a mid-sized company with about 300 people. And, you know, I got to in my mid-40s and really decided that I wanted to do something different, and I wasn't sure what it was. And my kids play sports, and we're very active. We've got four kids. My wife, Kristen, is awesome. She's helping, I'm helping her. She's doing all the work, but they play sports. And so we ran across this company, MedZone, and originally their products were intended for athletes, and whether it's collegiate athletes or professional athletes, we've got customers all across the board. And I saw the opportunity to take it into youth athletes. And when I saw the product line and I saw the opportunities to expand the product line and the opportunities to get into different niche markets of people who are needing help, it just seemed like a natural fit. You know, having a business background is helpful, but this, I think any business, you've got to have a customer background. You've got to be willing to get your hands dirty, talk to some customers and feel what their needs are and then see if you can deliver a solution. So, you know, it's the best decision I've ever made. I very much enjoy what we're doing here at the company and the impact that we're making. But you're right, it is a long way from public accounting or corporate America. But a lot of the basic foundations are the same thing. We just do it at a little bit different level.
Now, in 2015, you acquired MedZone. Now, is this your sole business, or do you have a portfolio of businesses and investments?
No, this is our sole business. Our intention was that in November of 2015, we acquired this company from the founding management group, and we wanted to take this and expand it. And we think that there is a significant amount of opportunity across a variety of different scenarios and different customer bases to grow this. So no, this is full time. This is our focus. This is what we're building right now. We may get into other stuff later, but right now we're completely focused on MedZone, growing the PlusZone brand, growing our other customer bases. So nope, this is it. This is my day and night and job for everything right now.
Nice. Now, when you acquired MedZone, did you have any obstacles in the transition? Did you have to rebrand everything from scratch?
We did. You know, there anytime you have an acquisition, whether it's large or small, there's always obstacles acquiring a new company. You know, and there were some things that we thought we could enhance. We thought there were some things that would make the products more convenient to the consumers. And so we did. You know, we went through an entire rebranding process and changed labeling, packaging, logos, customer, you know, whether it's taglines or whether it was the way we went to the market, created a significant online presence. We want to spend our time doing something that was creating a company that's very customer-centric and very, what we would say, very high-level, professional, quality products, and create products that help make everybody feel better.
Now, for someone who is listening who has never heard of MedZone, let's go over some of your signature products before we get into the PlusZone, because the PlusZone is just one of your many products. So let's start from the top and tell us
You bet.
Everything you offer.
You bet. It's a line of products. That's one of the things that makes us unique, is that we do have a line of products. You know, the first product that I'll start with and we'll end and talk about at the end of as well is ChafeZone. ChafeZone is a friction prevention stick intended for your midsection, sports bras, legs. If you think about an Alabama football, you know, we're proud that the University of Alabama football program is one of our customers. If you think about that football player, you know, and it's hot in the summertime, they have big legs, they're muscular, they're creating friction just by running. And whether that's the arms, chest, legs, ChafeZone is meant as a prevention stick. It's not meant as a treatment. We always tell people, you know, let's prevent that challenge before it happens. So ChafeZone is one. Our other prevention product is BlisterZone. It is focused on hands and feet. So work gloves, when you go out in the yard, you put on your hands before you put gloves on to help prevent a blister. High heels, boots, athletic shoes. BlisterZone is great for anytime, you know, you're putting a shoe or a glove on to help prevent blisters on your hands and feet. PainZone, which is one of our signature products, is a muscle ache and pain arthritis symptom pain reliever. It's a roll-on, and you know, there's a lot of competitors out there. We think our formulation is stronger than most. We've got a great acceptance with chiropractors and medical professionals, athletic trainers. PainZone, you roll it on for sore muscles, arthritis, aches, pains. Ironically, one of the uses we found out about it in the Plus community was we had some Plus fashion models who were on their feet all day long, and they would put PainZone on their feet at the end of the day after being on the runway. So that was a learning that we got from a customer. But PainZone is great for if you've got a stiff neck, back, leg, sore muscles, it's for that. You know, our last product is BurnZone. It is a minor first aid cream. So if you get a sunburn, a turf burn for diving on the floor, a wood burn, even an insect bite, if something has a sting or itch to it, BurnZone will take that sting or itch out. Another customer learning that we've learned is that if a customer has existing chafing, so if they have chafing on their chest or their stomach or on their legs, BurnZone is great to help treat that. If they didn't use a prevention tool to begin with, BurnZone can help treat and take the sting out of chafing. So that's our product line. As you know, we expanded that a little bit as we started, but what we found was this product line can be very adaptable into different niches. And that's where we would start back with Chafe Zone. But I'll talk about the Plus product and the Plus brands when you're ready.
Right. Now, each one of these products are different formulas. Are they interchangeable, or are they all different formulas?
No, they're different formulations for different purposes. Because, like, our Burn Zone has 1% lidocaine in it, which is, you know, that's a pain reliever to take the sting out of sunburns or turf burns. Pain Zone has 3 active ingredients, camphor, menthol, and a wintergreen oil. So, yeah, they're not interchangeable, and you definitely wouldn't want to mix up the way you use Pain Zone and Chafe Zone. Those two areas don't match. But they're a different set of products, and they're meant for different uses.
Now, when was Plus Zone introduced?
Last summer. What we found was, as I mentioned, if you have a collegiate or professional football player, they're having the same issues that a plus-size model is having. And I will give all the credit in the world to Shannon and FabuPlus, Lisa, Mustang Sally 2, Sarah Taylor. They were some of the early people who helped us walk through how our products might be able to go into the Plus community. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we created a product line and a brand that was focused to this market, so that this market felt like, you know, we were giving them something. We understood what, we understood what it's like to be a plus size model at the end of the day, a wife who's in Idaho or Kansas, a big and tall male model. We wanted to put ourselves in this position where we could do our market research. We understood what the issues were and create something specifically for the Plus community. So it started last summer. We did a lot of research mm-hmm. with some influencers. We've done a lot of work with influencers over the year. Maddie Jones up at Plus Model Mag and Ready to Stare with Elise. I mean, we've just got a lot of great feedback from people who are very knowledgeable in this market, and they've given me candid feedback about, hey, I like this, I don't like this, I like this packaging, I don't like this, I like these words, I don't like this. And so we try to pride ourselves in listening to our consumers, but the feedback we've got thus far has been extremely positive, and we hope to continue to get that same type of feedback.
Now, what's the difference between Plus Zone and Chafe Zone? Is it just the marketing between those two?
No, Plus Zone is the overriding brand. So if you go to goplusszone.com, that's the brand. That's the umbrella brand. Chafe Zone is an actual mm-hmm. product. So you have Chafe Zone, Blister Zone, Burn Zone, Pain Zone. Those are actual products. What we found was we wanted to feature plus-size models, plus-size fashionistas, people in this community in our marketing and in our web presence. We created the brand Plus Zone to do just that.
And so there are things that Plus Zone is the umbrella to different products. Just like Med Zone is the umbrella to different products.
That's correct. Med Zone is really for that athletic set. And Plus Zone is something that's a completely separate. So we created 2 umbrellas, so not to create any confusion.
Got it. So how did you even learn about the plus size community? How did you even know, you know, this was something that was happening? Because you come from the corporate world.
Well, there's a lot of plus size people in the corporate world as well. You know, candidly, I was raised with my grandparents. My grandmother was plus size, but we didn't know what that was. We didn't know what that term was. And it was just, you know, she just had a different body shape than others. And so when we got in here and we started seeing the athletes, the football players, the body makeup is the same. And so I'm kind of a night owl, and I just start getting out on the internet and looking for trends and looking for ways. And we started seeing some sales come through, and some customers were asking, hey, can I use this as a plus size model? Can I use this for, will this work for tub rub? Was the word that they threw out to me. And as I started digging into it, I realized what a unique group of people this is, of just very nice, very bright and group that needed products like we have. And so that's where, you know, going back to these influencers and having conversations with them and say, what do you use? How do you address these issues? What are your go-to brands? And we didn't really feel like there was a great answer to any of that. And so that's how we thought that maybe we can adapt our company to create another brand that would be focused and dedicated to this plus community based on feedback that we've got. And so that's kind of how it came about. It came about, you know, we had somebody ask us a question and we did some research and we started talking to experts in the industry, started creating products and brands for the market, and then trying to deliver, you know, great products and awesome service. And we're kind of, you know, we're here getting ready to start summer, and we've got a lot of happy customers and a lot more customers who are going to be happy as they try our products this summer.
Right. That's awesome. So you use influencer marketing over the last year in the plus community. How did you select who to collaborate with? Because there are a lot of people with a big following, but they probably don't go with your brand. So how did you go about the selection?
You know, that is a great question. And that's hard. That's hard for any brand. I know it was hard for us. What we did was we would do a lot of cold calling, reaching out. You know, Lisa at Mustang Sally 2 is a great example. I reached out to her and said, hey, would you try our products? And people initially, especially a year ago, people initially were hesitant. They didn't know us. They didn't know, did we really understand this market? Did we really get it? Did we really care, or are we just trying to push a product? And so we had to have this period of learning with some of these influencers. Our issue is we would never work with an influencer who hasn't tried and loved our products. If we had an influencer who came to us and said, you know what, I'll say whatever you want me to, but I'm not using your product. That's just not for us. We are 100% people who've said things, influencers that have worked for us, if we've done stuff, they are users of the product. So we would go through and find people, you know, with a following. It didn't have to be huge, but it had to be of a little bit of significance, that would try the product, that had gave us good feedback, that wanted to work with us. What nice people. That sounds, you know, very elementary, but we wanted to work with nice people who were fun. And, you know, I'm proud of that. That sounds very simple, but it's not always the case. And, you know, our coming out party was last year at Maui Bigelow's Fat Girl Fresh and the lifestyle event. And that's when we met a ton of people. And when we met those folks, we started seeing who clicked and who didn't, who got it and who didn't. We met Joy Tribble down there, and she's a comedian. She just put on the Plus Strut down at in Atlanta. And, oh, my gosh, right. She's the nicest lady in the world. She's got a great event, doing great things. And so we have the benefit of choosing who we want to work with. And so we look for knowledgeable, willingness to learn as much as we are, who are open to our products, who will give us feedback. And, you know, we like to have a good time. We tell people we're a fun brand. You know, we want to have a good time, and we're always open to creative ideas to the right folks. But it's those type of people that we look for.
Now, you have sponsored several plus-size events, as you just mentioned, and I saw you attended one in person. I think it's just a lifestyle event. How was the experience of being with the plus community in person, and usually is the majority women? How was it with you as a man going telling women about Chub Rub?
Well, it's funny. I felt more awkward about the male-female than anything else. But, you know, again, it was odd, and they would ask me, tell me about the product, and I would explain it to them and, you know, be very generic, and they'd kind of smile, and I'd kind of smile, but they both got it because it's a real issue. And, you know, if you're polite and you're professional and you can smile and laugh about it, it's a much easier conversation. Because what I found is that if someone has suffered or is suffering from it, they want to talk. They want to know.
Right.
If I think your product can help me, that conversation is much easier. And you can tell by the look in the eye. You start having this conversation, they're like, I know exactly what that is. That I have that here, and I have that here, and I want to know. Tell me about your product. Will it work? Who else is using it? So, yeah, it was interesting, but it's much easier now. And, you know, we have influencers who attend events for us. We tried to attend events. You know, last year we were at Full Figured Fashion Week. We were at Maui's event. Went to some, you know, just some local things. And it's one of those things. One of the things that draws me to this community is that people are so nice. Life's too short to deal with difficult people. And I have just been blessed with really good people who want to talk, who want to give me feedback, who want to learn more, who want to use the product, who want to help us out. And it just makes it easy. And I think that if you're genuine and you're open and honest and have some integrity and character, those conversations just go a lot faster. But you're right. When I was in that room, and when you say the majority women, I think it was about 99% to one in Maui's event. But the one thing when nobody could miss me, it's like, hey, talk to that guy. There wasn't 50 of them. It was me. So they would come by and chat. How to use that to your advantage.
Well, and I want to piggyback off of something you just said about, you know, you met a lot of nice people and you want to work with nice people. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. So working with influencers, sponsored events, paid advertising, and as someone who has come from a high-level position in corporate America, do you think individuals in the plus community can improve business-wise? And I ask that because I think a lot of these projects and ladies are running on passion, which is great, but sometimes they don't always have the business protocol in place.
I think the answer to your question is yes. Where I would push back a little bit is I don't think it's the plus community. I think it's, you know, humans as a whole can be better at business and can be better at, you know, structuring their life. So is there things that, you know, when I was in Full Figure Fashion Week, I was able to be on a panel and we had this conversation about what do brands look for and what, you know, what do they like, don't like? Absolutely. I think there's so much. I would tell my senior boy, Alex, who just graduated 2 days ago, he needs to have his stuff together and be organized and be proactive. So if he wants a job, he should know a little bit about the company. He should be prepared. He should be able to dress nice and present himself. He should be able to hold a conversation. He should be able to have a somewhat of an idea of what the end goal might look like. And that's to, you know, a high school boy. That's not much different than an influencer. Okay, what is your end goal?
Right.
You want to work with a brand. Be prepared. Know a little bit about the brand. Do your homework. I mean, Janice, you did. You did your homework coming on to this, and that's part of what's made you successful. You know, and congratulations for over 10 years of doing this. But I would go back to, I think it's you've got to get your ducks in a row. You know, sometimes it's just not given to you. You got to go do your homework, and I would give any influencer – and whether it's, you know, in this community or a sport or a trade or a hobby or whatever it is, it's pretty simple. Have your ducks in a row. Be organized. Be nice. Present why that brand would want to work with you. Present why you want to work with that brand. Both sides should over-deliver a little bit. And I think that, yes, to answer your question, I think, yes, everybody can do better, but I don't think it's specific to this community. I think that's across the board. But those are the things that a person sitting at my desk, if I have two influencers email me, and I have literally a stack of 10 on my desk right now that say, I want to work with you. Here are my filters. Were they professional in how they asked? Did they have a sheet that says, this is what I've done in the past, a little bit of a resume? Do They have ideas. Have they tried the product? You know, it's easy for someone to say, I've never tried your product, but I have a lot of people following, pay me. And for me, that's easy to say, we're going to push that one aside because I have a better conscience when I know that people who I work with try the product, use it, and we start out, many times they use it before we ever did any marketing together. Sarah Taylor from Sarah Taylor's Journey, she went to Cuba last year and used Chafe Zone on her trip, and she sent me videos and pictures of herself for free. She was just excited that she found something, to use her words, it was legit. You know, and she's the one who told me about Pain Zone on the bottom of her feet. Now,
that was an
unsolicited offer. But see, that if you have someone who wants to give more in the relationship, you're very much more prone to wanting to work with that person, you know, short term and ultimately long term.
Got it. Now, you have new products rolling out this month, right?
We do. So what we did was we put a plus pack together, and it's plus pack, PAK, personal activity kit, because what happens is we find it's summertime and people are going to Disneyland with their families. They're going to the beach on vacation. And what happens? They're walking around all day and they can get blisters on their feet. They're sore at the end of the day because they've been carrying their kids or they've been exercising, playing beach volleyball or horseshoes or shuffleboard, stuff that they may not be doing at home. So their muscles are sore. They might get a sunburn, they might get a bug bite, and they might have chafe. So instead of buying each of the individual products, what we did was put together a plus pack that is a travel size of each of the products. We put a regular size chafe zone in there, but we put a pack together. So now when you're getting ready to go on vacation, the idea is that you just buy the kit, it's a combo pack of everything, and you head to the beach or you head to Disneyland or you head on vacation to make it more convenient. Because what we heard was, we got into the market thinking Chafe Zone was the only thing that would be received well. And what we found was people are saying, I need more of this, or I need more of this. Jules Journey is a great influencer. She's just a huge fan of ours. And she was on a cruise and she put a post out about Burn Zone and Chafe Zone, said I couldn't have left my room without this stuff this week. And so because people are wanting more more variety and more of the products, we just tried to make it a simple pack that's a combo kit to give everybody. And we did roll that out this month.
Awesome. Now, where can your products be purchased? Is it solely online?
Right now, it's solely online. There's two ways. You can go to our website at goplusone.com, and you can buy it there. But candidly, most people want to buy it from Amazon. We have a big Amazon presence. It's easy to find. People feel comfortable. They've already got their one-click set up. So that is the easiest way. And we have a lot of people who do that. If they buy it and they like it, we'd obviously love a good review. But we are not in brick and mortar yet. And the reason is, what we found is there's a lot of boutique plus-size fashion shops. The larger chains, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. We hope they would carry our product or want to carry our product. We've reached out. But I think just like fashion, it's a process. You know, we have to get the larger chains to start carrying clothes that fit and clothes that are attractive and that are comfortable. And so now we need to carry them accessories. I tell people, you know, I don't sell a skirt or a shirt, but I sell an accessory that can go with every skirt and shirt that they sell.
Awesome. So is one of your goals to eventually be in a Target or Walmart, or that's not a part of your plan at all?
It is. It definitely is. We think that getting to retail like that with Chafe Zone specifically is a big part of our future. And we were down at Walmart last year at their Made in America conference. And I can't spill too many things right now, but we think the signs are looking good that at least one of our products may have a real opportunity in Walmart, and then we would move on from there. But that is definitely one of the distribution channels for Chafe Zone specifically and Blister Zone, that is something that would be very well received there. Our Pain Zone is something that we sell online. We really are using that with chiropractors and medical professionals like athletic trainers because it's unique. It's something that they can do, and it's great complement to chiropractic care. So that's what we're going to do that. But Walmart and Target is definitely in line for our prevention tools, the Chafe Zone and the Blister Zone.
Now, who are you interested in hearing from currently? You've collaborated with some people in the plus industry already. Are you still seeking influencers? Are you still seeking events to be a part of? What currently is on your plate that people you would like to hear from?
We always want to talk to influencers, and we are reviewing and being involved with events right now. We just completed a deal last week where we'll be have product at Miami Curves Week. We will have an influencer down there. Elise from Ready to Stare will be going down there. We were at that event last year. We want to continue to do that. We always want to be around people who are in the marketplace. You know, from our standpoint as a business, we want to try to get to as many people as possible because we truly feel that we make people feel better. You know, our tagline is everybody hurts, and we capitalize B-O-D-Y, so everybody hurts. We think that's true, and we want to help as many people. I think that there is a certain amount of plus-size fashion models that we want to definitely be involved with, but there's also a lot of housewives, professionals, you know, a variety of different demographics that are all throughout the country that we want to be involved with, and we want to be their brand of choice for a product that would help them. So we're open to anything. We obviously, you know, we can't take everybody, but people who are, you know, smart, present themselves well, have some patience with us, have to use the product, have to love the product. If we get to that, then yes, we will look at continually expanding. But we're aggressive this summer in getting out to the marketplace and trying to get awareness to as many people as possible and to try to gain as many customers as possible.
Awesome. Do you have anything else we can be on the lookout for, anything I didn't cover?
You know, one, thank you for just having us on the show. Getting a note from you guys was flattering, and I appreciate it, and it shows that some of our marketing is working and our influencers are working. So thank you, and I should say thank you to all of our influencers that are working with us. We just want people to try our product. We, you know, talk about it on social media, buy it on Amazon if they like it, give us a positive review, you know, so that we can continue to help more people. Because at the end of the day, the best part of my day is when I get a message from somebody that says, wow, this saved me. This saved me on my trip to Disneyland. I went to the beach and I actually got to enjoy the beach. Wow, this made me feel better. I was able to enjoy my cruise. That's what makes me excited. That's why you make the migration from corporate America into an entrepreneurial adventure, because we're able to help so many people. And that's what we're excited about. And we want to hear the stories. If people are, one, suffering from chafing and chub rub and thigh rub, we want to hear about it and let us see if we can help. And then if we do help, we'd love to hear about that as well.
Now tell us your official website and social media pages so we can keep up with everything you got going on.
You bet. Go Plus Zone, GOPLUSZONE. That's our website, and those are our social media handles. Instagram, Twitter, our website, I mentioned that. We do a lot on Facebook. We just had a social media intern start this week, so we're going to be looking at how we utilize Snapchat. Candidly, I know nothing about Snapchat, and so we hired a very intelligent college intern who's going to teach us. But Go Plus Zone is the easiest way to find us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if people are hearing this, you know, we'd love to hear them say, hey, I heard you on the show. It always makes us feel good that people can hear us and see us. And if we can do things for people, definitely don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you, and I learned a lot about your company today.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. I hope to meet you in person soon at one of these events. And, you know, personally or professionally, if we can do anything for you, don't hesitate to reach out and give us a call.
Likewise. Well, thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Take care. Have a great summer, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you to our guest this evening, Joe Freeman, from MedZone and PlusZone. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.